Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Bills Wire Podcast. My name is Matt Johnson, one of your interchangeable hosts, and I'm happy to be back here today with you. I know it's been a couple weeks. Over the last month or so, I got married. I went on my honeymoon, and there really hasn't been much going on anyways. I know Jeremy's been doing some good work, and the guys are busy with their mock drafts and stuff. I'm not very fond of mock drafts personally, but for Bills fans, you have to, it's really good. I'm a fan of any NFL team. It's really good to look at all the options, what could happen, what might happen. It's fun for some people. I personally think it gets a little too crazy sometimes with these. You know, I personally feel like if you've mock drafted more than 2 to 3 times, it's a little much. It's a little much at that point. But some people go all the way up to 14. I've seen in the 20s. But it really depends on what your preference is, what you really like to, you know, what aspect of NFL fandom do you really appreciate? But regardless, not much going on with, at one Bills drive. It's been relatively slow news. I know trades and such aren't supposed to open up until the middle of March. The only major confirmed one that I believe I've read is the Joe Flacco to Denver Broncos trade, which is particularly interesting. And that's pretty much it. It's been pretty slow. The NFL season has cooled off. Patriots world champs again. What else is new? But AAF, the Alliance of American Football, that started up last week and didn't do too bad. Nothing really affiliated with Buffalo. I believe there was a couple former Bills players active in those games. But I've been slacking. But there hasn't been really much of a reason to do a podcast episode over the last couple weeks either. But I did want to put one out because I feel like I've been slacking. The guys at Bills Wire have been working so hard, putting out articles and whatnot for you guys to, in that time frame. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to take you guys back in time, just a tad. Draft memories, really, and not so much the early, the years at Buffalo was really, really good. You know, the Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Bruce Smith days. I'm talking about, through the beginning of the drought. Because one thing that I thought instantly that brought to my attention when the Kyle Williams retirement talks began was, who have the Buffalo Bills had on their team that are worth a, being on the Ring of Honor, the Wall of Fame, or having, it displayed at New Era Field, New Era Stadium, New Era Field. It was difficult. It was really difficult to think of other people. Kyle Williams might be the only one of the draw. There's a few others, but I wanted to look back. I'm going to read through and see if I can strike your nostalgia bone, so to speak. And I'm going to go back all the way to 2000 in this episode. I'm going to read off every single draft pick for the Buffalo Bills since the year 2000. And we'll see if we can find some names that have really meant a whole bunch, maybe not just for Buffalo, but for the NFL as a whole. We've had some lousy drafts here. We really have. Doug Whaley's had some doozies. I think he really dominated the 2000s as GM. Let me just confirm that. I'm way off. So we've had, since the drought, Tom Donahoe, Marv Levy, Russ Brandon, Buddy Nix, Doug Whaley, and currently Brandon Behan. Over those, I mean, there had, you'd be surprised listening to some of these names how bad of drafts that we've had. We've actually, we've helped create a lot of stars for other teams, but let's get into it today. It's not going to be a very long one. I know typically Bills Wire podcasts are half an hour or so, but we'll let's look through the list. So all the way back, year 2000, this is after the Music City Miracle. So Buffalo had in the first round, they had the 26th pick overall, and they used that pick on defensive end Eric Flowers of Arizona State. In the second round, pick 27 of that round, 58 overall, Travarius Tillman of Georgia Tech, defensive back. Number three, Corey Moore of Virginia Tech, linebacker. Number fourth round, Avion Black of TSU, wide receiver. Fifth round of the 2000 draft, Sammy Morris, running back, Texas Tech. Sixth round, Leif Larson, defensive end. Don't have his college listed here. And in the seventh round, he had Bills had two picks. Drew Haddad, wide receiver out of Buffalo, University of Buffalo, and then Deshaun Polk, linebacker for Arizona. That was the 2000 draft. Nobody really notable. I mean, maybe I'm overlooking somebody, but nobody very notable. Nobody that made an impact. I know the name Eric Flowers sounds familiar. It's not the the offensive lineman for currently Jacksonville now. All right, 2001. This is where we start getting some names that we recognize. In the first round, 21st overall pick. Nate Clements, defensive back from Ohio State. That's a good one. I think a lot of people remember him. I believe he's notorious for, I think he popped Tom Brady, knocked his helmet off. I think it's a video that's gone around Facebook, social media quite a bit. In the second round, Bills had two picks, Aaron Schobel of TCU and Travis Henry of Tennessee. That's a familiar sounding one, too. Third round, two picks, Ron Edwards of defensive tackle of Texas A&M and Jonas Jennings of University of Georgia, who was an offensive tackle. Fourth round, Brandon Spoon, University of North Carolina. Fifth round, Marquise Sullivan of looks like Illinois, offensive tackle. Sixth round, three picks, Tony Driver, defensive back, and Dan O'Leary, tight end, both of Notre Dame, and as well as Jimmy Williams of looks like Vanderbilt, maybe. Jimmy Williams, Vanderbilt, Commodores. Jimmy Williams, defensive back, and the second. Oh boy, lost my way. Okay, and yep, two seventh round picks: Reggie Germany, wide receiver of Ohio State, and Tyrone Robertson, unlisted defensive tackle. That was your 2001 draft. 2002. First round, fourth overall pick, Mike Williams, offensive tackle, Texas. Second round, two picks, Josh Reed, wide receiver for LSU, and Ryan Denny, defensive end, BYU. Third round, Coy Ware of Stanford, defensive back. Fifth round, one pick, Justin Bannon, defensive tackle. Is it Colorado? Yep, Colorado Buffaloes. Oh boy, lost my way again. All right, this app or this website is not very helpful. Just so you know, just to credit them, I'm using 247sports.com for all this info. All right, round six, Kevin Thomas, defensive back, UNLV. Seventh round, they had four picks. Mike Pacillo, looks like Auburn. Offensive guard, Rodney Wright. Wide receiver of Fresno, Jarrett Ferguson, running back of Virginia Tech, and Dominique Stevenson, linebacker, Tennessee. Nobody, I don't think nobody that really made an impact for Buffalo on there. But this one, this the 2003 draft was, I'd say, a decent one. Couple names here. First round, 23rd overall pick, Willis McGahee of Miami. Running back, I remember seeing him get drafted. I think he's the one with whose knee got blown out. I can't remember off the top of my head. But, yes, Willis McGahee was our first overall pick that year. Second round, Chris Kelsey, defensive end of Nebraska. Third round, Angelo Crowell, University of Virginia, linebacker. Fourth round, two picks, Terrence McGee, NST, and Sam Aiken, University of North Carolina, wide receiver. Fifth round, Ben Sabisky, Iowa. Sixth round, Lavelle Sape, Utah. Seventh round, Mario Hagan, Missouri or Mississippi State, linebacker. All right, 2004 draft. A couple other ones. Oh, boy. We had two first-round picks that year. Lee Evans, wide receiver for Wisconsin. And everybody's fate, you know, the best of the best of the 2004 quarterback picks. J.P. Lossman. Oh, boy. Yeah. Big Ben, Philip Rivers, Eli Manning, J.P. Lossman. Love it. Third round, Tim Anderson, defensive tackle, Ohio State. Fourth round, Tim Uhis, tight end. Seventh round, two picks, Dylan McFarland, Montana, and offensive tackle, and Jonathan Smith, running back, Georgia Tech. 2005 draft, we get some good ones here. This is actually, going to scroll back a little bit. This website actually gives stars for all of the, you know, for the good pick, you know, the really, really good ones. Willis McGahee was the first one who was starred out of all the drafts. He was a five-star. The 2005 draft features one, but we'll start off. There was no first-round picks in the 2005 draft. For the second round, Roscoe Parrish was selected, University of Miami, wide receiver. Third round, Kevin Everett was a they gave him four stars on here, University of Miami, tight end. He's the one, he got messed up. He lowered his head and messed up his back really bad. I'm pretty sure that's him. Could be mistaken. It's been a long couple weeks. I'm a little out of the groove. Fourth round, Duke Preston, Illinois, OC. Fifth round, Eric King, defensive back, Wake Forest. Sixth round, Justin Geisinger, Vanderbilt, offensive guard. Seventh round, Lionel Gates, running back, Louisville. 2006, only three draft picks here. Can't really build a team with that. Sixth round, Keith Ellison, gave him four stars here. Seventh round, yeah, you can't build a team like that. That's horrid. Seventh round, Terrence Pennington, and offensive tackle, and seventh round, Aaron Mears of Cal. All right, 2006. Oh, wait, no. Oh, they separated it. I apologize. I totally botched that. Okay, let's start at the top. First round pick, Dante Whitner of Ohio State. They gave him five stars for that. Defensive back. Also first round, John McCargo, NC State. Yeah, NC State Wolfpack. Okay. John McCargo, defensive tackle. Third round, Ashton Yabuti, Ohio State. Fourth round, Coe Simpson, defensive back. Fifth round, Kyle Williams, four stars. Coe Simpson was two stars, mind you. John McCargo was two stars, but Kyle Williams, four stars here. Fifth round pick, 134th overall. From LSU, and fifth round, Brad Butler, University of Virginia, offensive tackle, three stars. We're giving on that. Yeah, sorry about that little botch there. 2007 draft, first round, 12th overall pick, Marshawn Lynch of Cal. 5 stars here, as we all know. Running back still kind of going to this day. I'm not sure what his status is. This was actually a decent draft. This might be my favorite draft year that we've had. Personally, second round. Second pick in that round, Paul Posluszny. I think he's still going for Jacksonville, maybe. I think so. PSU, 3 stars. Third round, Trent Edwards, quarterback, 5 stars from Stanford. Fourth round, Dwayne Wright, Fresno, 3 stars, running back. Sixth round, John Wendling, defensive back, Wyoming. Seventh round, 2 picks, Derek Showman, Boise State, running back. And 7, CJ Ah, defensive end, Oklahoma. Showman was 2 stars, and CJ was 4 stars. That everyone that was drafted was given a star rating. I'm guessing that means how high their recruitment value was. I'm not entirely sure. They didn't define it on this website. But that might be my favorite draft year, personally. All right, 2008, first round, 11th overall pick, Leotis McKelvin. Defensive back, 2 stars. Second round, James Hardy, University of Indiana. Wide receiver, 3 stars. Third round, Chris Ellis, Virginia Tech. Defensive end, 3 stars. Fourth round, Reggie Corner, Akron. Defensive back, also fourth round, Derek Fine of Kansas. Tight end. Fifth round, Alvin Bowen, linebacker, Iowa State. Sixth round, Xavier Oman, running back, not sure which college. 3 picks in the seventh round, Demetrius Bell, offensive tackle, Steve Johnson, wide receiver, and Kennard Cox, defensive back, Pittsburgh. So that was your 2008 draft. 2009, some other familiar names here. First round, 11 pick overall, Aaron Maben, PSU, defensive end. 3 stars. Also first round, Eric Wood, offensive center. 2 stars, Louisville. 2 picks in the second round, Jarius Byrd, defensive back, Oregon. And Andy Levitre, offensive guard, 2 stars. Fourth round pick, Sean Nelson, tight end, 2 stars. Fifth round, Nick Harris, 4 stars, Oklahoma. Sixth round, Kerry Harris, Notre Dame, USC. Seventh round, Ellis Langster. Fourth round, West Virginia University. It's not a bad draft either. Everyone there is heavily starred. Well, decently starred, I guess. So that's not a bad draft either. I still think the 2007 one is my favorite of, since the drought era. We'll call it. All right, 2010, first round, 9th pick overall, C.J. Spiller, Clemson, 5 stars, running back. Second, Terrell Troop, UCF, defensive tackle. Third round, Alex Carrington, defensive end. Fourth round, Marcus Easley, wide receiver, UConn. Fifth round, Edward Wang, offensive tackle, Virginia Tech. 2 picks in the sixth round, Arthur Motes, linebacker, JMU, and Dan Batten, defensive end, I think San Diego State. 2 picks in the seventh round, Levi Brown, quarterback, Troy. In seventh round, Kyle Callaway, offensive tackle, Iowa, 3 stars. All right, 2011, first round, 3rd overall pick, Marcel Darius, defensive tackle, Alabama. 4 stars. Second round, Aaron Williams, defensive back, 4 stars. Texas. Third round, Kelvin Shepard, linebacker, 3 stars. LSU. Fourth round, 2 picks, Denoris Searcy, University of North Carolina. And Chris Hairston, Clemson. Hairston, offensive tackle. Searcy, defensive back. Fifth round, Johnny White, running back, UNC. Sixth round, Chris White, linebacker, Seventh round, two picks, Justin Rogers, defensive back, and Michael Jasper, defensive tackle. Let's go to 2012. Bills fans will love this one. First round pick, 10th overall, Stephon Gilmore, defensive back, four-star recruit. I would imagine that's, like I said, they didn't define it, but I would imagine that's what it is. Or maybe they just rated the pick. I'm not sure. Second round, Cordy Glenn, offensive tackle, four stars, University of Georgia. Third round, TJ Graham, wide receiver, three stars. Fourth round, Nigel Bradham, FSU, five stars. Fourth round, Ron Brooks, four stars, LSU, defensive back. Fifth round, two picks, Zebry Sanders, fourth round, or excuse me, offensive tackle, FSU, four stars. And Tank Carter, linebacker, two stars, TCU. Sixth round, Mark Asper, offensive guard, Oregon. And seventh round, John Potter, kicker, WMU, three stars. All right. 2013. Oh, this was not a bad draft at all, either. Some really good ones here. I think, you know, people like E.J. Manuel. I forget who the other people were. I think maybe it's Odell. There's some other. Derek Carr. Was it Cam? I can't remember who it was. Who was also drafted that year. But a lot of people criticized them for picking E.J. Manuel first round. But this was the year. First round, 16th pick overall. E.J. Manuel selected quarterback. Okay, so this has got to be their. The recruitment, five-star recruit, because E.J. Manuel has not had a five-star year or career by any means. So five stars, quarterback, FSU. Second round, Robert Woods, wide receiver, five stars, USC. We all know he's succeeding in Los Angeles right now with the Rams. Also second round, Kiko Alonso, linebacker, three stars, Oregon. Dude is shot. But he's in Miami, I think. I don't know if his contract has expired or not. But last year, played for Miami, took a cheap shot at Josh Allen, too, which is not viewed favorably. Third round, Marquise Goodwin. San Fran, I think. Wide receiver, three stars, Texas. Fourth round, Duke Williams, Nevada. Defensive back. Fifth round, Jonathan Meeks, Clemson, defensive back. Sixth round, Dustin Hopkins, kicker, FSU. I know he's still kind of floating around. I think, I want to say Washington, maybe. Seventh round, Chris Gregg, tight end, Arkansas, three stars. All right, that was your 2013 draft. 2014, Sammy Watkins, first round, fourth overall pick. Wide receiver, five stars from Clemson, currently doing things in Kansas City. Second round, Cyrus Kwanjo. Five-star recruit, offensive tackle, Alabama. Third round, Preston Brown, linebacker, three stars, Louisville. Fourth round, Ross Cockrell, defensive back, three stars, Duke, I think. Fifth round, Cyril Richardson, offensive guard, three stars. Two picks in the seventh round, Randall Johnson, linebacker, FAU, and Central Henderson. Chantrell Henderson, excuse me. Offensive tackle, five-star recruit, University of Miami. All right, 2015. We're getting near a lot of, this is where we start hearing the more familiar names. But no first-round pick. Second round, 18th pick in that round, 50th overall, Ronald Darby, five-star defensive back, FSU. Third round, John Miller, offensive guard, Louisville, three stars. Fifth round, Carlos Williams, running back, five stars, FSU. Sixth round, Tony Stewart, linebacker, five stars, Clemson. Sixth, Nick O'Leary, tight end, five stars, FSU. I believe Miami, I think. He's having a decent career down there. Hindsight, wish you would have kept him. We can definitely use another tight end. Seventh round, Desmond Lewis. That's actually not a bad grab for a sixth round. Desmond Lewis, wide receiver, UCA. All right, the 2016 draft. Shaq Lawson, first round, 19th pick overall, Clemson. Second round, trade the pick with Chicago. Reggie Ragland, linebacker, four stars, Alabama. By the way, Shaq Lawson, defensive end, was a four-star. Third round, Adolphus Washington, Ohio State, defensive tackle, five stars. Fourth round, Cardale Jones, quarterback, Ohio State, three stars. Fifth round, Jonathan Williams, running back, four stars for Arkansas. Two picks in the sixth round, Colby Listenby, wide receiver, three stars, TCU. And sixth round, Kevin Seymour, fourth round, USC. Defensive back, four stars, USC. Almost done. All right, 2017. Not a bad draft by any means at all. Tre'Davious White, defensive back. First round, 27th overall. This is courtesy of a trade with Kansas City. Trey White has been a staple on the defense. Second round, two picks. Zay Jones, three stars, wide receiver, ECU. He's been very helpful for Josh Allen this year. He actually stepped up relatively big. He had a rough rookie year, but I'm proud of him. Not that I mean much. I'm just an armchair guy who makes podcasts. Second round, also with a benefiting from a trade with Atlanta, Deion Dawkins, offensive tackle. Temple, two stars. Fifth round, trade with New England, Matt Milano, linebacker. Three stars. Love Matt Milano. Great, great talent that we have in Buffalo. Also, fifth round, everybody's favorite backup quarterback, Nathan Peterman, four-star recruit. Pittsburgh, sixth round, Tanner Vallejo, linebacker, three stars, Boise State. And last year's draft, which was, not so bad. I think we did all right. First round, overall, potentially the future. I think so. Some people, the jury's still out on him, but Josh Allen, seventh pick overall after a trade with Tampa Bay. Also first round, Tremaine Edmonds. He was a three-star linebacker. Harrison Phillips, third round after a trade with Philadelphia. Defensive tackle, Teron Johnson, defensive back, fourth round. Fifth round, two picks, Saran Neal and Wyatt Teller. Acquired after trades with Baltimore and Jacksonville. Sixth round, Ray McCloud after a trade with Cincinnati. And Austin Prohl in the seventh round. So those are every draft pick since the year 2000, since the notorious drought era began. Obviously, we're post-drought now, but I mean, there's a few people on there who've had major impacts. Like, it's very few, though, that have had major impacts with for Buffalo that we personally, our city, our team drafted themselves. We've acquired a lot of people through trades over the years. I mean, some of our best players have been picked up in trades, and I think that's an important thing to realize too. You know, love him or hate him, Tyrod helped, you know, get us the cute, you know, at the quarterback position, did enough to get us to the playoffs and end the drought. LeSean McCoy, going back to Drew Bledsoe, you know, acquired via New England. And there's been some other ones too. But it's kind of wild to me that we have, that Buffalo has not gotten, I mean, if I actually did the time to do the math, it's not very high, but it's a very low percentage of homegrown people that we've been able to keep and groom and help become NFL stars. You know, Marshawn was a really good one, and it stinks in hindsight you know, that he was traded away, or, you know, he left. I think he had some issues, off-field issues here, but, I mean, that's the name of the game, I guess. A lot of missed opportunities, but hindsight is 20/20. It always is. I love our current general manager, Brandon Beam. His last draft was really well done, and he has moxie, and that's important going forward. That's all I had planned for today. Like I said, I just wanted to get an episode out for you guys. This has been, this was fun. Hearing a lot of names. I do this on my other podcast, the 2-Point Conversation, a lot, especially now that there's no NFL games going on. There's not a whole lot to talk about. I like to go back and review the old stuff, hear old names. Sometimes it brings good memories. Sometimes it brings back bad memories. So, that was it. Hopefully, I appreciate you guys listening to me always. Happy to be back, and I'll think of some other creative way to bring you guys another episode in podcast form. Till next time, go Bills.